Although there has been no official announcement, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's office has confirmed to the Times Union newspaper that the State Commissioner of Environmental Conservation will leave his post. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos was appointed by Governor Cuomo in 2015. On Wednesday, word came that Sagos would leave the Democratic administration, and an online posting for the job appeared. Environmental organizations in the Adirondacks agree that it appears to be a typical transition to a new term for the governor, wherein a number of leadership positions change. Cuomo was elected to a third term on Tuesday.
There are some other changes, going on in the executive chamber. We really don't know the full extent of the changes, but, a new term can sometimes bring changes.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth notes that there has been no reason announced, but a commissioner's position is demanding.
He has been someone who, has been very strong on clean air and I think climate change issues, on some of the Adirondack issues. Basically, he's made decisions for DEC that are strongly in line with what the governor's position was. And I think that was also true with the Adirondack Park Agency, that both agencies, when they made important decisions for the Adirondack Park, they were closely aligned with Governor Andrew Cuomo's position.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says Commissioner Sagos has done a good job with limited resources.
His personnel has not really changed much in the last decade, but their challenges have evolved, including additional lands in the Adirondacks that require some management and maintenance that there weren't always the resources to make happen. So he has done the best he could with the resources at hand, and he's done a job that requires him to be familiar with the problems that can occur not just in the Adirondacks and the areas around it, but on Long Island and in the ocean, in New York City, and in Buffalo, each of which have quite unique environments to tend and conservation issues to oversee.
Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan characterizes Sagos as a strong environmental leader and is disappointed to see him leave.
He's been an advocate for the Environmental Protection Fund, which provides support for critical environmental initiatives throughout the state. We have worked successfully on many fronts, including conserving critical lands and habitat in the Hudson River estuary on climate change. And we were very pleased that Commissioner Sagos helped stop a proposed heavy crude oil processing facility in the Port of Albany. Commissioner Sagos has taken a great leadership position in calling on EPA and General Electric for additional cleanup of PCBs in the Hudson River.
However, Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer says he is not impressed with Commissioner Sagos' tenure at the DEC.
Commissioner Sagos helped to complete land acquisition deals, and that was a great accomplishment, no doubt about it. But, his lasting legacy in the Adirondacks will be his zealous support for motorized access to the forest preserve. The other, even more important, is that he also zealously worked to weaken state environmental laws for the Adirondacks.
Calls to the Department of Environmental Conservation were not returned in time for broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.